Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Friday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we've been in 2 Peter chapter number 3, and we've been looking at the thought, willfully ignorant. The Bible says in chapter 3, verse 3 of 2 Peter, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust, and saying, where's the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. And we began on Wednesday the faithful answer to the scoffers. And we've been looking at how do you answer that. The Bible says, for this they willingly are ignorant of. And we begin to talk about some things. First of all, that God's word produced the world by fiat, or by executive order. God spoke, and it was. The scripture says that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. Secondly, that God's word punished the world by flood. The Bible says, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But then today we conclude this thought by looking at what the Bible says in verse number 7. Now, the Lord Jesus quoted Noah and gave us the story of Noah. And in red letters, the Lord Jesus confirmed the Genesis account that God destroyed the earth by water and saved the human race through Noah, his three sons, and their wives only. And the Bible goes on to say, but as in the days of Noah were, Christ said, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. And so people who are ignorant, they are willfully ignorant. And so how do you answer that, preacher? Well, just simply by the truth of the Word of God, that God's Word produced the world by fiat. God spoke and it was. Secondly, God's Word punished the world by flood. The Bible says that world, being overflowed, perished. But then that God's Word preserves the world for fire. You see, we have a rainbow in the sky that promises that God would never open the fountains of the deep again and destroy the earth. You see, the waters overflowed the earth at one time, but on that third day of creation, God separated the waters from the dry land, and he separated those by his word. He spoke and it happened. But my friend, for a time, he repealed that, and the waters gushed forth and destroyed human life except for those in the ark. And the Bible tells us that the world will be judged again, but this time it'll not be by water, but rather by fire. The scripture says in verse 7 of 2 Peter chapter 3, but the heavens and earth which are now. Notice this present world, the Bible says, which are now. And then it goes on to say, by the same word. What word? The word of God. I mean, God, all he has to do is speak the word, and my friend, judgment would come. But the Bible says it's by that same word that the world is, by this particular word, the word of God, that the world is preserved by God, are kept in store. You know why that the world has not destroyed itself, or why the world has not, it still is? Because God has intended it to be so. And by the same word keeps the earth in orbit and keeps the balance of life, which is so very delicate. But the Bible tells us also about the promised wrath of the day of God. The scripture says, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment. Against the day of judgment. Somebody said, oh, that could never happen. Did you know that the air that you and I breathe is 78% nitrogen? And nitrogen of its own is not explosive. But when you compound it, that's where nitroglycerin and TNT, and that's where nitrous oxide and other things that are highly flammable come from, highly explosive. And while oxygen, their atmosphere is 20% oxygen, it's not explosive, but it's an oxidizer, a catalyst that speeds up combustion. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, help us to stand before you, be ready. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.